Well, according to the latest USDA crop progress report that came out earlier this week, 66% of both Indiana's corn and soybean crops are rated in good to excellent condition. Joining us now is Rob Schumann with Specialty Hybrids. He's based out of Whitley County, just west of Fort Wayne. And Rob, how are corn and soybean crops looking in northeastern Indiana?
I would say for the most part, they look very good. We kind of started the growing season off and from a difficult perspective. It was really, really dry early on, and so some weed control challenges popped up because we didn't have enough moisture to activate some residual chemicals. And then we got into July where we, for the most part across the area, had adequate rain. Some places actually had more rain than they wanted. That kind of progressed, I would say, up to maybe the middle of August, and then it kind of started to turn off dry in a lot of areas.
Rob, a lot of agronomists say that this right now is the make or break period for soybeans. You mentioned that heat and drought stress earlier in the season, and I'm sure that's had a negative impact on soybeans where you are.
We're kind of hoping to get something here to help fill out these beans as they get towards the finish line. Seed size is a big component of soybean yield, and that's what would be possibly compromised here if we don't get something really, really soon here in terms of moisture.
Are you seeing any stress in terms of tar spot for corn or white mold for soybeans in your area?
It's out there, but guys have been progressive, and the majority of corn acres for sure have been sprayed, and so it's been able to hold some of that back.
I know a lot of folks got a late start to planting back in the spring, and no doubt that's going to be a late start to harvest come this fall, right, Rob?
I think we'll get started on soybeans in a fairly normal time frame. Depending on how this crop finishes out, we'll determine a lot of the pace of harvest. And if guys end up going to get the corn and the quality of it, if it's compromised from a disease standpoint and you have to get out of the field. But a lot of that remains to be seen at this point.
Rob Schumann there with Specialty Hybrids, based out of Whitley County, west of Fort Wayne. You can hear more of our conversation at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.